Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And happy jour de père à toi aussi. How are you doing, Adam?
Yeah, we've just had our jour de père as well.
Yeah.
Although we don't entirely call it that.
My bad.
Yeah, it comes around every year. It's sometimes a bit painful if you've lost a dad, but I suppose it's a good thing to glow about what they did when they were around, and even if they weren't always all that, there are always positive moments, aren't there?
That's right. And
I like to think that my children, you know, even though I booked the restaurant very close to where they lived and paid for the meal, I like to think still.
But that's daddyism, right? That's daddyism.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I made them celebrate Father's Day with
indeed.
Me.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I've been grappling all morning, Adam, about how my dad is so, like, he just seems so over it. And over the years, increasingly, he seems over it. You're a young buck, though. I mean, my dad's like 77 this year. But, you know, are you over it? I mean, as you said, you made them go, but are you bored of another mug, another pair of pajamas, another pair of socks?
No, I'm embarrassingly excited about these things, to be honest. Maybe it's just a selfishness. I like birthdays. I like Christmas. I like Father's Day. I even do Valentine's Day with my wife. You know, why not?
Oh, we're peas in a pod. I'm so happy. Yeah. Oh, Angela just gave me a heart symbol from the booth as well. One of our producers. So that's wonderful.
Oh, good.
Okay.
We're getting I'm getting two thumbs up. That'll do.
Indeed.
I'm happy.
All right. So to business. Brazil's continuing COVID crisis.
Oh, boy.
Oh, near.
Yeah, we know the headline, don't we, that the number of COVID deaths or COVID-related deaths in Brazil has now topped 500,000, so second highest in the world after the United States. It was coming because, frankly, we've talked about Brazil and the President Bolsonaro denial of coronavirus for a year now. And the Health Institute in Rio says the situation is critical, that only just over 10%, I think it's 11% of adults in Brazil have been fully vaccinated. So the vaccination rollout is very slow. There have been protests again, tens of thousands of Brazilians in these protests. Although ironically, they're kind of protesting, saying, please take this seriously. Let's have proper measures put in place whilst not social distancing while they protested. How can you protest and socially distance at the same time? And there's, again, been heavy criticism of the Brazilian president. And the fact is that 2,000 deaths a day, that should make an elected politician sit up and not just take notice, but blooming do something.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can all swear at our own political leaders for perhaps getting some things wrong and doing things too late. But for goodness sake, what is President Jair Bolsonaro about?
Yeah, scary. And then in the UK, in the US, a record heat wave.
Yes. Oh, boy. Yeah, this is quite something. Now, you get heat. We occasionally get a little bit of heat, although our heat doesn't tend to last more than about 3 days.
Let me cack you up for a second before you go ahead, Adam. My winter this weekend was about a balmy 27 degrees Celsius.
Good grief. That's not a winter.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazier still, though, we're talking about that corner of America. I mean, it's an enormous corner, but California, Nevada, Arizona, and on a little bit outwards. And they have just had 5 days, and I guess they're about to report the figures from Sunday as well, 5 days of temperatures hitting 44 to 46 degrees Celsius at Death Valley, which we all know is always going to be one of the hottest. I mean, I drove through Death Valley, and it was a mere 45, I think it was. It hit 53 the other day. 53
what?
Degrees Celsius.
Celsius?
As the Americans still measure it in Fahrenheit, that's pushing 130 degrees Fahrenheit, which is just ridiculous. But apart from it's hot, and therefore the aircon gets cranked up, and maybe it means more energy output. And obviously now there are fire risks. Indeed, there's a big fire in Arizona where they've been fighting fire near two mountain towns for the past few days. 100 firefighters involved. Apart from that, how's this for a thing? I didn't think this could be a thing. But just in Phoenix, Arizona, in their burn center, 104 people have been admitted to that burn center, which is pretty much like a hospital, with burn injuries caused by contact with scorching surfaces. And what they're saying is that the pavement can hit 80-something degrees Celsius, so you're practically walking on, you know, the equivalent of boiling water. There again, why are the good people of Phoenix, Arizona walking around in bare feet? They need some of those grandkids socks, don't they?
Frankly, I love cheap shoes. So I'd be, so I would be melting my feet on this one.
Yes, your jelly shoes would be melting away.
Okay, kind of respect me, Adam. Unfortunately, we have to cut it short. It's 5 to 8. I'm sorry to say this, but unfortunately, we're running behind. I'm dying to hear the Prince Charles Diana conspiracy, but we'll pick it up hopefully tomorrow. Thank you so much, Adam, and happy Father's Day to you.